Vem cá, vem. Moça, moça, não. Olha o negócio, vamos ver. What's wrong? Tired, God, since when has that stopped you? Yeah, well, I'm tired loads of times, especially when you wake me up at night. Like, got my period's finished. Like, I haven't had sex for a few days. What? What do you mean? Talk to me about what? Well, clearly I'm not going to say that. How can I say that unless I know what the fuck it's on about? Is this serious then? Because, like, I honestly cannot remember you ever saying any sort of. Why can't I sit on here where I am? Have you cheated on me? Like, what the fuck? I don't get why. Can you move over? Yeah. Yeah. But didn't you date her like almost a year before me? If you're about to tell me that you fucking fucked this chick while we're together, yeah. What's the text say? No, I don't want to see. If you're gonna like discuss it, then you tell me. Yeah, but then everyone's doing that since COVID shit. Like, at least three guys I've dated before have like texted me about that. But why would I be mad? I don't get it. Yeah, but you, it's not your fault that she texts you. She's just like trying to luck, man, putting fingers out to see if you're single. Is that all it was? Gonna fuck me now. Watching me. Oh my God, why would I mention it to you though? Yeah, and you just told me that, and did you see how nicely I reacted? I didn't make a fucking big deal out of it. Seth, Drew, and Danny, I think. Yeah. Just more or less that same kind of basic shit that she said. Oh, I hope you're doing all right, like, keeping safe. All that, you know, like. Oh my God. So, okay. So, you wouldn't have been mad if I just told you the days that I got the text, but since. Well, no, I probably wouldn't have told you, but like. See, this is the difference between me and you. I just suppressed that information because it was absolute trash to me. It wasn't even like. Didn't even stay on my phone for. More than a minute, I literally deleted that shit, and that was it. Because we fight when I talk about random strangers. We even had a fight the other day when we was fucking stoned with God knows what. What's the name of that? Weed or... Oh, I know the names are ridiculous, but no. But what I mean is. I'm not changing the subject. I was just trying to make the point that after those bongs the other day, and we was talking. Oh my God, stop interrupting me because now you're making me forget. Yeah, can I just say my point though? Right. Yeah. So you know what I'm like when I start puffing because I haven't done it in years. So and then I started describing because what was he talking about? Talking about I don't know, I was stoned. Do you remember I said to you that I was talking about my eyes, I was saying to you that when I've got a mask on, people can still see that I'm smiling because the way that my eyes crinkle up in the corners when I smile. So, yeah. And then I don't know, don't you remember I said to you something or another, would you still love me if I woke up with no eyes? Yeah. So that's what that was about. And then we started, I don't even know how we got on the subject, but we started talking about imaginary guys that may have bald heads. And then, I can't even remember how, but an argument came about that, about, oh, because I'd always told you that I was not into guys with bald heads. But yeah, but all I said was that some bald guys literally look like they was made to be bald. Yeah, because I've done it before. I've seen bald guys, and like if they've been celebrities or something, I'll take their head and I'll just put like little different wigs on to see. Yeah, but whatever, I'm sure plenty of people do it. But yeah, so my point was that some people really suit being bald. Yeah, so we had a, so that's my whole point, babe. If we had an argument about an imaginary guy that didn't fucking exist, and I'm going to tell you about three dudes that I used to see, right? Yeah. Of course not, because it didn't mean nothing to me. Listen, I leave my phone everywhere. So, like, if you're that interested in what texts I'm getting or not getting or sending, like, you can pick it up at any time because I've got nothing to hide. So, I don't get why. Yeah, but I just told you. Yeah, but see, you think you're so fucking crafty. You're now saying, oh, had I have told you, you wouldn't be so mad now, right? But that's so not true. You're only saying that because I didn't tell you first. But I guarantee you that if I had told you before you told me about her texting you, you would have still been mad. You absolutely would have done. Yeah, well, I can't, can I? Can't prove it. How can I prove it? Do you want me to get a lie detector test? Right, so we spent the last 10 minutes arguing, and when I came in, I wanted to fuck you. And now, because of like random fucking Muppets texting me, no, I don't want you now. Fuck it, you missed your chance. Get off. Please don't tickle me because this is not laughing, this is angry, like, oh, please don't. Don't. No, I've got some questions actually that I've just thought of. So, did you text her back? Well, see, that's rude now because now she's going to have the opportunity to be like, oh, babe, you haven't texted me. Are you all right? I'm really worried that you're dying. I'm not saying that she spoke like that, but probably knowing you. Yeah. Oh, no, because now, when did she send it? Have you still got it on your phone? Deleted it completely. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you telling me, but it still really does bug me that you just can't accept that you flare up whenever I mention anything. I told you something about the other day about that guy stopping me. He was on the bike, and then you was like, oh yeah, he just stopped you because he's just checking you out as he was going past. And then when I happened to tell you that he was like about 80 years old and barely could see, then you just cracked up. But see, it just goes to prove my point that no matter what I tell you about, your mind just goes somewhere else, at the beginning. I've told you, am I a walkover? No, I'm not like any of the other chicks that you've dated. I don't fawn all over you. I'm not the jealous type. I don't go crazy when you tell me about. I was even asking you the other day about the best sex and what you'd done before you'd met me. Yeah, and then when you said to me to tell you, I was just like thinking, and before I could even, because you got all mad and said, oh, don't even fucking bother, I don't want to know. After we had just spoken about yours. So why is it always different rules for me? That's what I don't get about you. I don't know why you're pretending you're not haunted, because I'm straddling you, so I can feel that. You do realise. stop grabbing my ass because we've not finished this conversation. Do you know what? That's another thing that I love about you. That first date we had. No, not the beginning ones, because, yeah, I didn't give you anything for a while. Do you remember? I know. I think it was about the fourth date when I kissed you. I know, but it's so easy for me to go off guys, though. So I can't kiss her straight away, because if I'd kissed you and then, you know, got repelled by you later on, I would have had the kiss in mind. So, no, of course not. But I'm just saying, don't you think it's better that I have some standards and just not kissing every Tom, Dick? There's lots of good-looking people out there. It doesn't mean that they're all for me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do remember that. Yeah, but you see, I had a point that I was going with somewhere before that you kept in charge. Oh, no, I was just telling you about your jeans. Yeah, so not the first few days, obviously, like the first, maybe the sixth or seventh time I've seen you, because I still hadn't touched you anywhere. I mean, I touched your upper body, I had to feel those arms. Oh my God, and when you kissed me, and there's still that height difference, even when I'm in my highest heels, you're still taller than me. That's why I've got the problem with me liking like super tall guys, because I'm 5'8 without heels on, so I'm in drag queen territory when I wear my favourite heels, so I can't be going out with a guy that I'm looking down to. I just feel too butch, babe. I know, I do feel protected when I'm with you and tiny and cute. I know you like my freckles. Count them. Are you serious? No. I know, I get stopped so many times. Like, even girls, when I've been clubbing, they like stop me and said, oh, are they real? And I'm just like, you honestly think I'm going to sit home painting each individual freckle on? I know, my mum's Irish, that's why. Well, yeah, I know Scots get them too, but I'm just saying. Yeah, and English, but I'm just saying, I think Irish are particularly prevalent in the freckles. I don't know. Yeah. So, can we go back to you and your button-down jeans? There's just something so sexy about that. And when I saw, I don't know whether you don't normally wear boxers or you didn't for that date, but when I saw that you had button-downs with no boxers on, oh my God, I just wanted to fuck you there and then. Because I'm not that type of girl. Are you going to get angry? Because if I start talking about this and you start kicking off, then you know what's going to happen. I won't fucking fix the numbers. Hand on heart, you know, you've got to give me room for a few discrepancies, but in my mind, I would say no more than 5 one-nights. I don't even, I mean, like, listen, and this is the truth, I've had a few one-night stands where I didn't even let them fuck me. Something happened. This one dude, before we went to bed, he was, like, starving, and he's just in the fridge, throwing about, and he opened like ready-made rice pudding. Oh my God. Now I've told you that rice pudding story of mine, right? The horror of it all. Oh my God. I can't discuss that because I'll end up. No, but yes, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So after he had that, I just had to ask to get a cab and he couldn't believe it. And I obviously couldn't say, well, if he hadn't eaten that rice pudding, maybe it would have been ridiculous. So. Yeah, so he, I didn't fuck. And then there was another one. It's hazy. If I remember rightly, he was about to fucking, he asked me my name. He said, what's your name again? I just thought, oh, you cheap tramp. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So yeah, no, I'm not into that anymore. Like, that's, you do stuff like that when you're younger, right?
I know. So then, I mean, I don't judge anyone that does it. It's just not really my thing. I'm just someone that I know that I've got a really wild side, as you well know. And I'm just more crazy and wild when I've known somebody longer. It's just how I am. Can you imagine if I do all the things, especially that favourite thing that I introduced you to? You know, the nibbly thing. Yeah. So if I had done that to you on the first night, what would you have thought? There's no way you would have seen me again. Or if you did, I would have just been a pure booty call. There's no way you'd want to date a girl. But see, now I feel bad for saying that because I, even if girls do that sounds like I'm sort of slut shaming a bit, and I don't really mean that because yeah, everyone's free. But I'm just saying, for me, I can't concentrate because I can feel how hot you are. I know, but I want to carry on telling you things about what I liked about you. Oh, one of my favourites. But see now, if I tell you, because I know that you don't know that I like this, so it's totally organic when you do it. But if I tell you, you're just going to be doing it 24/7. I don't know if I'm going to tell you. All right, I'm going to tell you this one. But if I see you doing it loads more than you usually do, then I know that you've ruined it for me. So I won't tell you anymore. All right. You know when you get out in the shower and you just put on like jogging bottoms with no pants on, and you're sort of damp. Oh, and then you can't, I don't know if you put them down over, you know, like they go down to that V line of yours. Oh God, baby, that sends me crazy. See, isn't it so much better when we get along? I'm ready to fuck now. Yeah. And how do you want to fuck me? Oh, no. That's not going to be today. Yeah, I did promise, but no, I need to think it through. I said you could have one yes day a year where I'd say yes to absolutely everything, but you haven't earned it yet. It's not been long enough. I don't know, 50 years maybe, and then I'll know you. Stop it. I can fucking slap too, you know. No, I'm not telling you anymore. Tell me something that you like about me. I know it is really tight, isn't it? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I don't do any exercises. It's just so tight. But the only thing is, though, I think it's a bit too juicy sometimes. I can feel your cock throbbing against me. I mean, like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm just so wet that when you're playing with my pussy and you're touching my clit, your fingers slide off. And sometimes they slide off just when I'm about to come. I know. That's why we need a towel under us, don't we? I want you to do something really. I don't know if you're going to be into it, but it's something that I'm really into. And I haven't really had the courage to ask you about it yet. I know, but it might put you off me. Let me get off you because I can't concentrate when I'm sitting on your cock like that. Do you really, really want to know? And you're not gonna be mad or shocked or appalled? Yeah? Okay. I'll tell you in 3, 2, 1. What I really, really, really want you to do to me is